coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
You see it? So I'm praying in tongues. I'm praying in tongues. And I really want that thing to be solved. Now, because my spirit is making the request, and you see, he says, likewise, the spirit helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what to pray for as we ought. But this Holy Spirit of God makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. The Father who knows the heart of the Spirit, the mind of the Spirit, knows what we're asking for. He knows. So as we pray like that, knowing what we're asking for, he releases the code.
Hallelujah.
And suddenly you find that somewhere in your spirit, you're suddenly beginning to speak. No, we talked about a note of victory when you start laughing. All right? Yeah. We talked about a note of victory when you start singing. But the one you didn't hear was the code. Where you find stammering lips, these words that are coming, incantations. They're incantations because the Spirit of God planned them. So, now you release those incantations. They're like casting spells. In the negative, they're called spells. All right? But these things, they go in the realm of the Spirit. Now you're about to solve that problem. You are about to change things. Just the right code. As you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit gets the right code through your lips. And as you speak them, you just know it's done. You will find everything falling apart. Everything falling apart. I could tell you stories, but not today. Because you already have some that you are watching unveiling by yourself. You are seeing them happening by yourself. Because when we pray, we use the codes. We use the codes. And once we get to using the codes, nothing can stand against us successfully. Nothing. We can't be defeated in this life. It's impossible. It's impossible. That's why do you think witch doctors fear us? Why do you think spiritualists fear us? Spiritualists, the highest of them, will counsel their people. Say, leave those people alone. They warn them. They say, especially those that speak in tongues, leave them alone. You remember that brother that was kidnapped? And as he was speaking in tongues, the thing that they were working on started getting spoiled. They said, send him out, send him out, send him out. They drove him away. They were planning to kill him. They called him one by one. And they were killing them. Before his turn, he was speaking in tongues. And as he spoke in tongues, the juju priest behind there, the real ritualist, was offended. He said, something's getting spoiled. He said, it's that guy. Drive him away, drive him away.
Hey,
Manto Borazika Lembrani Lagrondonske Librahai Landegreske Bradahai Ralakonska Jelemambruna Lengradila Andradila Andradila Kongre Dele Kretoske Shalahai. Speak in other tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Get a hold of the cords and use those cords right now. Use those codes. Get your spiritual incantation up. Use those codes. Something is changing right now. Something is changing in the spirit. Changing in the spirit. Something is changing in the spirit. Hallelujah. Did you know that sometimes when you're praying, your spirit starts controlling your physical body and making you do certain things? Sometimes the code requires some more. Let me put it this way. Have you ever seen, did you ever experience something like you were sleeping? And maybe something was happening, whatever was happening in the sleep, and you were trying to raise your hand and it was so heavy it wouldn't move. Or you're trying to open your mouth to even call Jesus or something, it was so hard to call. How many of you ever experienced that? Many of you. Good. You know what was happening? Your body, your spirit was having difficulty controlling your body. Your spirit wanted to say something, but your body was sleeping. So he was trying to contact your body and make your body say what he wanted to say, but your body was asleep. And so you had difficulty calling the name. Your body wouldn't comply. And when it did, you'd notice, Jesus. And then you woke up and you notice you said something. You said it out. Why did you say it out? Your body was trying, the spirit was trying, but your body was sleeping. Finally, when your spirit gained control, your body was able to Jesus and you woke up. You couldn't raise your hand. You couldn't, you were trying, but your body was sleeping. Are you following this? Because your spirit needs your body to get certain things done in the world. Your spirit doesn't function by itself. It requires your body. Sometimes some of those codes require some signs. For example, Moses standing at the edge of the Red Sea. God says, stretch your hand over the sea. Why? Because he has to direct the power. Stretch your hand over the sea. Why? What does the hand have to do with it? So sometimes you notice you're praying in the spirit, praying in other tongues, and you find your hands are moving in a certain way. Your hands are moving. I remember watching a lady, she was praying, and she fell down. In the spirit, she was speaking in tongues, and she was spinning around with her legs stretched out. She was sitting there, speaking in tongues, and she kept doing like this. What's happening? She had just received the Holy Ghost, all right? So she was new to these things, and all the time her eyes were shut, and she was doing like this. Are you following? I remember when Pastor Benny was with us at the LCA, he was ministering to someone. There was a lady who was on the floor. And then he was going around the lady. Like, he said, the Spirit said, to him to go round, walk round. He started walking. He was moved by the Spirit to go round the lady seven times. All right? But why he puzzled at it, I said to him, because the lady has seven demons. You see, there are seven demons in there. So in the Spirit, you find you're doing some things. You're pointing, you're saying, you're moving your hands. You don't know what. You're making signs. When those things are happening, don't discourage them. Continue, because the signs are necessary. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? They are necessary. They are necessary. Hallelujah. When it comes to prayer, you can't be too gentle. There's a time for everything. Are you hearing me? The hour comes where whatever you're wearing at that time is not okay. You take your jacket. You take your shoe. Say, I've got something to deal with. At that moment, you're like you're drunk. You're wired. You better shut your door. Because you don't know what next you're going to do. But then you're ready and wired. Aye. No, you can't just be, simi, 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 simi. Amen. Simi, kim, kum, kum. Amen. Hey. Sometimes it gets wilder than that. It gets wilder than that. Will you hear me? And you have to be ready for it. Yeah. And don't wait like, okay, until the Holy Ghost does something. Uh-uh. You want something, you better make it happen. Jacob said, the Bible says, he wrestled with the angel. He said, I will not let you go. He wrestled with the angel. I will not let you go. That time comes with you. You have to have it in your spirit. You have to know that it has happened. You have to know. You have to have the title deed. If you don't yet have it, No, until I have it inside. Sometimes I pray about some things. Day one, I haven't clicked it yet. And I know. And I go, day two, and I'm still praying. Day three, I'm still praying. Day four, I'm still on it. What I'm beginning to sense now, maybe I'm getting close. Still praying. But I'm not going to stop. Until I know that I know. The knowledge within, the sign is inside. It's inside, not outside. Once you have done it inside and it's concluded, nothing can shake you. Nothing can make you think it's not done. Nothing. You know. That's why it's called a title deed.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Pawtucket Zone 3, 82 Psychiatric Road, Rumo Rossi, Pawtucket. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m., Fridays, 6 p.m. prayer service. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.